Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
Now, you may not have heard of the Marrakesh Treaty, but it's something that could be vitally important for blind and partially sighted people who still enjoy reading by whatever method they can. One man, though, who can explain exactly what the Marrakesh Treaty is and what it means is RNIB Campaigns Manager Dan Pescod, and that's exactly what he's going to do now. Dan, welcome to RNIB Connect Radio. Tell us exactly what this is and what it means, please.
Well, the Marrakesh Treaty is an international treaty agreed at a UN body, the World Intellectual Property Organization, to do with copyright. To cut a long and complicated story short, this treaty will allow organizations like RNIB to send accessible format books to other organizations and blind and partially sighted individuals in other countries that need those books but can't get them, and likewise for us to receive them here in the UK from other countries who have collections of accessible format books. And the purpose of that is to help to end the so-called book famine, where only some 7% of books are ever published in a way that's accessible in richer countries and less than 1% in poorer countries across the world.
Now, I'm correct in saying, Dan, this is something that's been going on for quite some time, isn't it?
It is indeed. It took us 5 years to campaign for this treaty. We launched the campaign officially in 2008. And it took us 5 years to do so, which sounds a very long time indeed, but is actually not so very long in terms of making treaties at the United Nations. And we faced a huge amount of opposition because of the precedent this sets, whereby copyright law, for once, is being reorganized to allow access to a group of people rather than to defend the rights of publishers and authors to be remunerated. So it was a significant milestone to get this treaty.
And it was a significant date just a few days ago at the end of June when Canada actually came forward and supported this. And am I correct in saying that's the movement that's actually tipped the scales in your favour on this campaign?
Well, when we were negotiating the treaty, there were question marks about how many countries would need to ratify the treaty. Ratify means to incorporate it into their national law. How many countries would need to do that so that the treaty would then come into force? Because the way UN treaties work is a certain number of countries need to do that, bring it into their law, before the actual treaty itself enters into force, i.e. can actually be used, actually applies in the world. And so in this case, 20 countries was the agreed number that needed to ratify before the treaty comes into force, and then you have to wait 3 months before it comes into force. So the June the 30th milestone was that Canada ratified, becoming the 20th country to do so, and therefore 3 months after June the 30th, the 30th of September, the Marrakesh Treaty will enter into force.
So basically, on the 30th of September, that is it. All the problems, all the red tape, everything that you faced before in the past gets swept away, and basically people can get full access to books all around the world. Is that the situation?
Well, nothing's quite that straightforward and simple. If only it were, and the world of campaigning requires us to keep fighting away on very many fronts. Each time we solve one problem, we have others in front of us. So it will allow the countries that have ratified this treaty to send accessible format books from one country to another without having to ask for permission to do so by publishers or others who hold the copyright to those books. That will speed things up enormously, and it will help increase significantly the amount of accessible books people can get access to. However, for a country to use this treaty, it has to have ratified it. And until the UK has ratified the treaty, we still will not be able to use it, even after the 30th of September this year.
I knew there was going to be a fly in the ointment somewhere, Dan.
Unfortunately.
It just sounded far too simple to be like
Indeed.
That. Surprisingly, though, that the UK hasn't actually ratified the treaty. Is there a particular problem with this that you know of?
Well, this, I'm afraid, is also not a straightforward and simple matter. I wish it were. The UK was one of the first to sign the treaty in Marrakesh when the treaty was finally, the negotiations were finalized. Signing just means that you agree that it's a good thing and you intend to ratify. However, the UK has been waiting on an EU-wide agreement on ratifying the treaty, EU-wide being all of the 28 member states of the EU as it currently stands. And therein lies quite a long tale, which we may not have time for. Of course, the question over whether the UK will still be an EU member soon, and whether it would ratify as part of the EU or outside, is one that we are still learning more about as time goes by. So we're very much keen for the EU and the UK to ratify as soon as possible, but there's more work to do to get that to happen, I'm afraid.
Yeah, of course, because we still don't know, obviously, what the Brexit situation is and how that is going to play out. So we don't know at this time if it is going to have any effect on the UK. And obviously, the current government has its own particular problems to sort out. So that might not be very high on the list, I would think.
Well, perhaps so. Of course, RNIB will continue to push for the government to get on and ratify this as soon as it possibly can, because it will help us to receive accessible books from places like, say, the USA, and also for us to perhaps be able to share our accessible books with other countries in the world where there are large populations of blind and partially sighted people who could benefit from them and have scant access at the moment to accessible books. So it's important that we keep pushing on this, and we will do so. And likewise, our colleagues in the European Blind Union have been pushing the European Union itself in Brussels to get on and ratify this treaty as soon as possible.
So as you say, the UK situation then, Dan, is still up in the air somewhat, although the campaign continues. But it must be a good feeling for you overall, because the RNIB and yourself, you played a major part in actually reaching this stage, haven't you?
Well, there were many late nights in Geneva until 1 o'clock in the morning negotiating this, and yes, lots of very long meetings and lots of lobbying in all sorts of ways to get to this point. So yes, both personally and for RNIB, this is a great milestone to have reached the 20 ratifications, and another satisfying one will be when the treaty comes into force at the end of September. But really, those things are immaterial in a sense until we can make a really meaningful difference in how many books blind and partially sighted people can get access to. So I don't feel a great sense of jubilation. I just think it's another good step on the road to making a real difference.
Well, we wish you luck with the continuation of the campaign, and hopefully there'll be a few more good steps to talk about in a not-too-distant future. Dan Pescod, RNIB Campaigns Manager, thanks for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.